I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Kate Feinhardt.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Amanda Carestio.
Today on the podcast, we are sharing our goals for 2023. Specific makes, skills to hone, themes to work around, and more. Then we'll share some sew inspo. But before we jump in, how's everyone doing? How was our New Year's Eve, our coming into the new year? And our I can't remember when the last time we recorded. Did we have the holidays already? Or I forget.
Yeah, no, we hadn't. It was the episode came out after Christmas, but right. We recorded it before.
Yeah.
It's been a long couple of weeks since we recorded, for sure. I had a lovely Christmas that was slightly delayed by my parents getting COVID. But they're okay. They're recovering. Well, my mom's totally recovered. My dad's still tired, but he's hanging in there. Nice New Year's Eve with friends. I got to see a show. We saw Beauty and the Beast at our local theater, and then went over to my friend's house, played board games. Just a really good start to the new year for me, for sure.
Yeah. We had a really lovely holiday season. I think we even managed to be a little bored, which is always like the high mark.
Yes.
It's kind of lovely, you know, just to we didn't do a lot. We had a couple kid adventures, but pretty uneventful. And after the last couple of years, I will 100% take that.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Meg?
Yeah, mine was just great. Just, we didn't go anywhere. Just some nice family time, good food. I watched a lot of TV, and it was nice. And I did a little bit of sewing. I made like we had like a holiday party to go to. So I made like a maternity black turtleneck dress. I finally made my Nico turtleneck dress with like long sleeves, and I extended like the front panel, so the front had gathers like within the midsection.
Nice.
And then I added shoulder pads to it, which was so fun. So that was really nice. I got to like dress up, and yeah, for New Year's Eve, we just had some people come over, and I went to bed right after midnight, and I don't know when the rest of the people went to bed.
Do you have pictures of you in your dress, Meg? I need to see the shoulder pads. And
yeah, I have a couple. Yeah, I have a couple in progress, too. I was like, I had one shoulder pad in and out because I like sized up. But then the shoulders had excess, and then, you know, make it work. I'm like, oh, ding, 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 shoulder pads. Yes. And it, like, looked so cool. Yeah, I have some pictures that, I need to post and share. I'm just so bad at posting and sharing on social and all that. I need to get – that's another goal for 2023, too. I'm always just second guess, like, do people really care, like, want to see this? I'm just like, whatever, I'll just keep
it. Yeah, I think especially with those, like, my 150th t-shirt that I've made, I'm like, but, you know, I, for me, it's always like, what did I make when? It's more for me.
It's more,
honestly.
Yeah. I need to think of it everything. That way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like seeing all your t-shirts. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I do too. Aww. I'm just terrible at taking pictures of my makes. I don't have a talented photographer to do it for. Well, I guess I could ask my niece to help me out. But yeah, I don't have like Amanda's talented daughter to take my photos for me. So I'm always like, I have to go and try to set this up myself or try to talk my husband into not taking a picture at a weird angle. Sorry, Mark. So he listens to the episodes while I'm sitting next to him while he's at work. And so he's always like commenting on things that we say. Aww. To me. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I remember that from like 2 weeks ago when I recorded that episode.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Do you have an Apple Watch, Kate?
I do.
You use the camera feature. Have you ever tried connecting it to your... Oh, do you have an iPhone? You have an iPhone, though, do you?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. If you open the camera app and then you open the camera app on your phone, you can see a picture of the, like, the lens. And so that's what I always do. I just have a tripod and then I put my phone up and then it's like the photo app and then you can see a little preview. So I'm can stand in like away from the camera and I look at my watch and I center myself and then I press the watch and it takes the picture. That's just a super helpful technique. What I do when I do
awesome
myself. My God. Sorry, I just turned it on. Isn't it? Like, oh my God.
Isn't it cool?
I can see my, they're identical.
I
they're
know. The same. I know.
Okay, yes. That's really cool. Whoa. And I'm going to have to play around with that for sure.
Yes. Well, then you can see the angle because I know it's so hard, like running back. Like, so you can see yourself and make sure you are centered within the screen of your watch. So, yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Great tip. I'm going to have to try that for sure.
Yeah. And I have to say, Ruby got so expensive. So I got a tripod.
Oh, okay. Ruby got expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruby got expensive.
Yeah. Her photography fees went up.
Your fees went up.
Well, and my niece is a fantastic photographer, but the problem is she's at school in Ohio most of the
right.
time. And so,
oh, well.
You know, I can only use her in very specific moments. So, yes, I'm going to have to try out that trick on my iPhone/Apple Watch.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, love that.
Yeah. Just here for the, I love technology. that you can utilize for so like so many different things.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. So should we jump into so what's new?
Let's do it. I have nothing, you guys. I haven't seen a new pattern. I'm sure there are lots of them. I apologize to anyone who's released a new pattern that I've missed. I just haven't been in the right place to see them. Sorry. But you guys have stuff, right?
Yeah. How about Amanda? You go first.
Yes. This is not a new pattern, but it's just new to me. I hadn't seen it, but it is it's a relatively new pattern company, and I think I shared when they launched. It's the Daisy Chain Pattern Company by Natalie Ebal and another gal, I'm sorry, I cannot remember her name, but big, big fan. And they have released the poly blouse and dress back in maybe November. And again, it just hadn't popped on my radar, but it is so cute. It's kind of a peasanty blouse with a yoke, buttons, collar options. The reason that it really caught my eye is that they shared kind of all the various combinations that you can make using the pattern. Mm-hmm. And it was just so many cute options. So that one might have to go on my list. It's a little bit more feminine than I usually go and kind of cute. But I think I'm okay with that.
I love this dress. I mean, it's yeah, so yeah, it, there is a dress for it. Yeah, but the sleeves, I mean, those puffy sleeves. Exactly. I think this needs to go there's on my list too.
There's a sleeve with a ruffle option, uh-huh. like double up. I just, I don't know. I love it. Y'all know me. I love a pattern that has a lot of options built in because I love to make things multiple times. And, you know, you can get a different look pretty easily. So anyway, that one caught my eye. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. I remember you bringing this Daisy Chain Patterns yes. company. They haven't been on my radar, but this is a good reminder. I'm just going to peruse them a bit more. It's such a cute yeah. pattern.
We did a feature on Natalie a couple of years ago in So News, and she made a lot of quilted coats. I think she was selling them, but they were just amazing. And so we had a feature with her, and she's been on my radar ever since. Really talented maker. I love mm-hmm. her design sense, her fabric combinations, everything. She's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's not a new pattern, but again, similar to Amanda, it's a new to me pattern. On So Daily, we're working to develop a new, like, lingerie course. It's a lot of basics and wireless free, like wire free, like bralettes with support in it. So we've been working with Lily Fong of Lily Page Design. She's going to come and film a new course for us. And she's been on my radar for a while. So I was so excited that she was wanting to work with us. And so I just got her this Lene bra pattern, and it can be like adapted to maternity. Like, I just need more new bras and without wires. And like, even just hearing her talk in our meet, like, she knows so much, like how to make support without underwires. And so because I was shopping, like, even yesterday I was out with some stores and I was looking at maternity bras, and I was like, I can make that. If there's no what, like, if it's just beams and a lot, like, come on, Meg, you can make this. And I was like, I'm not buying it. And so I, so that's kind of on my radar, because none of my bras fit me. So I need to make some. So that was just kind of on my radar recently for So It's New.
That's so exciting. I feel like wireless bras are definitely, I've seen so many more options now. And B, that is so what I want for my body, you know, like, just, I think, I don't know, it kind of went away from wire bras, and it's, I don't know that I'll ever go back. And I think my body's happier that way. So That's really exciting, though. I look forward to hearing about your adventures, Meg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, I buy my bras, and I have not worn a wire in a bra for something like 10 years. And it is the way to live. Just buy wireless bras. I suppose if you like what they do to your body, then that is totally cool. But they never did anything for me except dig into the sides of my breasts. So
yeah, hurt.
Yeah. So I stopped wearing them, and I am joyously not wearing any wires in my bras ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
Similar way. Yeah. And also in like the course, we're doing like a built-in bra, like kind of bodysuit like combo. And so it's just like, I'm just really excited for,
that's awesome.
I'm gonna make everything in that course and stuff. So and she's like just so amazing to work with. So exciting things coming. So
awesome.
Speaking of exciting things, I'm not the segue master you are, Meg, but I try. Let's jump into our main segment and talk about the new year a little bit, because 2023 is here and it's the start of a new year. I feel like we all had a pretty big 2022 and maybe more of the same in the new year. And I think we're all kind of set up for some big changes, especially Meg. And I also know that each of us have different feelings about goal setting for the new year based on conversations we've had on past podcast iterations. But let's discuss where we stand now, what we've got in mind for sewing and beyond, some personal, professional goals, all of it. But let's start with a bit of a review. Just a round table real quick. How do y'all feel about New Year's goals? I know there's people on both ends of the spectrum.
You know, I don't have problems with goals per se. I have problems with resolutions. Because I feel like they're just setting yourself up for failure, and it's really hard to, I feel like it's really hard to set goals for an entire year. I feel like it's much easier to set goals for a month or a couple of months, stuff like that. So I tend to stay away from New Year's resolutions, except to floss on a regular basis, because that's always my New Year's resolution. But I found myself this year, as I was preparing for this episode, I do have goals. There are things that I just want to keep in my mind as I proceed with my sewing practice, with my business, with my life. So goals, I think, are more nebulous and less stringent than resolutions. So goals, fine. Resolutions, meh.
How about you, Meg?
I like the, I think I'm on the same page as Kate. Like, a resolution seems like a bit, I don't know. But I think it's good to have goals. I kind of, similarly, I just jotted some just general things down. Like, just like, wake up a bit earlier. And like, lately I've been, I've always had like a little ADD, but like becoming pregnant, I think it's like, it's just so many changes going on in your body. And I'm finding it really hard to, like, focus on one thing. So one of my goals is just like complete one task before starting another task. And it's like, I have half sewn. So like, I've always a little bit been like this, but like, since I've been pregnant, it's like heightened it so much more. And I'm finding it, I just get flustered and overwhelmed like more easily. And it's just like, it's crazy how just, yeah, just your body just changes so much, and just like all the different things going on. And so that was just kind of my mate, just like finish one thing before starting, starting another. And that goes for sewing too. Like, yeah. So I don't think I have any half sewn. I'm looking at my studio. No, I kind of do. I have this little pile of cutout stuff. And oh, I actually have a lot of patterns to tie.
But you got a year, you're good.
I know, I have a year. So just some like general goals, like I find if I get too specific or anything, I don't know, it's like if I don't do that really specific thing, then you know, you have that guilt that sets in. Yeah, I'm kind of on a similar page as Kate.
I'd say I'm right there with y'all. I used to love New Year's resolutions. I'm the kind of type of, I'm the type of person who likes to keep moving, keep progressing, moving towards things, having a plan, even if I don't stick to it. I definitely, I feel like in the past that was very much a part of who I was. And I don't not like that. But I do feel like, as I've mentioned on the podcast, in the last couple of years, I've just been like, just survive, find a little bit of happiness, you know, like very general, easy goals, focused more on, I don't know, not like super ambitious at all and not lofty. And I find I'm still in that camp, but I do think that having started a business in the last year, my goals for the new year are pretty specific with that. You know, I don't have anything super big on the personal front, but on the business front, I do. So this has been, it's been interesting to think about it over the years, how my thoughts about goals have changed. But I think I do like the term goal better than resolution. Resolution just sounds, I don't know, it's got more tied to it. More implied, maybe. I don't know. With that, let's talk specifically about sewing goals, and I'd love to hear what you guys have in mind for the new year.
Well, I kind of came up with my major sewing goal in the last episode, if you recall. Yeah. And I'm sticking with that, and that's to sew my inspo. And that's how I function in general, and that's how I keep up with my sewing, because if I sit and say I've got to make X, Y, and Z this year or before this date or whatever, then it turns into a chore. But mm-hmm. if I'm saying I'm going to sew what inspires me when I'm inspired by it, then that feels much less like it's hanging on me and more like, oh boy, I get to do this instead of I have to do this. Mm-hmm. It's how I think about it. So I'm going to sew my inspo. And I am going to attempt to reduce my stash. I tend to get inspired and want to do a specific thing and then run out to find the fabric to do that thing with because I have a very specific picture in my mind. And so I've been trying to look at what I have in my stash and try to be inspired by that. Mm-hmm. And that's been working. And I'm not in any way vowing not to buy any more fabric or anything like that. I just want to make sure that I get into my stash, that I look there first, and that I try to find inspiration there.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny when I think about like sewing my stuff, like, cause I've had it for so long, I've moved with it. It's like, I can't imagine not it being in my foot. Like, I'm like, it has to, then I have to go think of the perfect thing. Just like things can become so precious, like in my stash. Yes.
Oh, you're like, yeah.
I remember when I bought like, yeah. And then, yeah, I need to do that as well, but I need to like, not be as precious about it being like, it'll reduce it. Like, then you can get more fabric, mate. Like,
yes. I've still got that pink and white silk brocade that I've been trying to come up with the perfect pattern for. It's been like 5, 7, I don't remember, something like that, years. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I know what I want it to look like. I want it to look like something that I have in my closet that I outgrew. So what I need to do is figure out how to pull a pattern and make it bigger so I can just... Uh-huh. Work from that, but sorry, just went off on a tangent.
Oh, that's
no, that's yeah. Okay.
It's yeah. It's like I think it's a common thing with people's stashes too. It's like mm-hmm. you're so used to just having always the option to sew it. So when it's you're like, it's gone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I get precious about the weirdest yes. things. Same. You know, it's. It's so strange. And I don't always start out precious about it, exactly. You know, like it's like just fabric. And then as time goes on and I consider the options. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how that happens.
I know.
My sewing goal this year is it's, you know, I can't really keep apart my business sewing and my personal sewing when I think about this, like it's yeah. they've just become kind of meshed together, and I think that that's okay. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I've been thinking a lot about is pace. You know, I like, if I do something, I want to do it more, and like that kind of like keeps the momentum going, and then if I take a pause, it's harder to get back into it. But I also really want to keep sewing enjoyable. And even though there are some moments, as you mentioned, Kate, where I feel like I kind of have to sew, even if I don't want to, because I've got events coming up or, you know, drops to get ready for, I want to keep a really good relationship with sewing and not become resentful of it. And I feel like pace is a big part of that. So I'm kind of thinking about things more on a monthly basis rather than looking at events and just trying to kind of build that way rather than have a big deadline, work towards it, even though I also kind of like that. And I feel like it forces me to be creative in some interesting ways, but I don't think it's probably not good for my body and my wrists and all of those things. So thinking about pace. for me. Let's talk about specific makes that we're hoping to get to. Specifically thinking about make nine. I don't know that I've done one in recent years, but I always really loved the spirit of that, especially when you're thinking about using patterns you already have and things like that. And if there are any skills that you're hoping to develop in the new year, I think I'll kick us off really quickly. Definitely thinking about my design skills and my grading skills and what I can do to kind of improve that for the business is on my list. I should probably get some jean sewing. It's hanging out there, but I feel like my jeans are the two pairs that I made. I think I made them in 2019. So 4 years of just pretty steady wear. And they're doing well, but I feel like there's an end in sight. And one that I shamelessly stole from Sadie's Make Nine, Sadie Foxmatter, was the Ames blouse by Seamwork.
I love
like that's, you know, I just love that blouse. When it came out, I loved it. Every time I see someone make it, I love it. But I don't know, I have to be in the mood for making a shirt like that. Like it's got so many details, the plaque at the collar, the cuffs, you know, it's kind of like jeans. I have to be in the mood. I have to like clear the deck and just prepare for that many pattern pieces and
gathering
paying that much attention. Yeah. So, I love that one. So I'm going to try to make some room for it. And those are mine.
All right. Well, I'm not planning to do a make nine or anything because like I said in the last little section, something like that makes things feel like a chore to me. So maybe I'll try to remember in a year to sit down and say, these are nine things that I made. But probably not.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to forget. But I do have some skills that I want to work on. I had my first major upcycling project last year, as you'll recall, my Bridgerton dress. And that was a lot of fun. So I also picked up last year some kimono from a place called Tangerine Mountain. They import vintage kimono from Japan, and then some of them sell as R, and then some of them they put into what they call packet cubes, which is a certain poundage of various kimono pieces that are not really wearable. They might have stains, they might have some places that are fraying, that sort of thing. And so they're meant for upcycling. And so I got one of those cubes, and I've pulled apart a little jacket, and I'm hoping to make, I think I'm going to try something very simple first, like a Antero shell. But I've got several other beautiful kimonos sitting next to me that I can take apart that are larger pieces of fabric that I need to figure out something cool to do with. So upcycling, definitely. I also would love to learn the fine art of pulling patterns. I know Meg does it all the time, and it's like very easy for her, but it's not something I've ever done before. So I would like to develop that skill. There are a couple patterns that I'd like to pull. Like I mentioned, I have a jacket that I'd like to pull and then grade up, which is going to be a whole project. And then I've got a couple other things that I'd like to, do some pulling and remaking. So, those are my skills that I'd like to hone this year.
Those are good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I purchased a pair of maternity underwear that I plan on like then copying. So I can just make a million of, because I'm at the point where I just like, no, like when your underwear doesn't even fit, it's like,
that's how I shop now, especially like secondhand. I'm forever like, I don't know if I want this exact shirt,
yeah,
but I'm going to take it home and copy it,
yeah,
and use
oh,
the
yeah,
that I want. Mm-hmm. And I, especially for my daughter, like if she has pieces, like we shop and, you know, she doesn't love the fabric, but I'm like, but this cut is so perfect for you.
Yep.
Let's grab it. Uh-huh. And because I've done so much of that. I think it's just, I don't know, for some reason it's easier, less commitment than purchasing a pattern, tiling it, uh-huh, reading the instructions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was at the thrift store yesterday too, because we're recording this on a Sunday and Saturday is my thrifting day. And so I purchased like a baby like sleep sack, but it was like blue and gray. I was like, this isn't like, I was thinking about not getting it. I'm like, oh, wait, it was like what I want to make some anyway. So I got it just to grab the pat and see what like construction details they use and like stuff like that. So, so I can make some green.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, clearly. I also found the most amazing quilt. It's like a handmade quilt that I found at the thrift store. And on one side, it's like green, blue, yellow, but it's all striped. And on the reverse, it's like little trains and planes. And it's the cutest quilt. And the green stripe perfectly matches the green color of the crib. I noticed the binding was coming off, like, for an inch. And so I brought it up to the cashier. I'm like, oh, this is ripped. And she goes, I'll give you 50% off. So I got it for
$5.
Awesome. Little does she know I can fix that. Like,
she didn't know who she was talking to.
I can fix always, it.
Like,
it's like it's flat.
I know.
Exactly.
So also, if you're a sewer and you're through and you find that, like, it never hurts to ask.
Good tip. Life tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if it was like if the baby doesn't like it or whatever, I was like, I can just make it a coat. Because it's
totally
so cute. Anyways, oh, I love thrifting. But I do want to make a make nine, just in terms of like, not like I need to make these, not just to prioritize or just to go through all the patterns that I see and I love, just to be like, all right, which ones do I love the most? So when I do have time to sew, because I'm worried about my sewing time, like leading up to maternity leave, like it's, you know, I need to plan for months of work that I'm not going to be there. And like, I don't know what having a baby, I don't know how much time I'm going to have to sew. So if I am going to sew, because one of my goals is to still try and make time for sewing, I at least want to prioritize like these patterns that I do truly, really love, or I have a fabric for it, or I, you know, need. So I want to make a make nine just to go through all of the patterns that I keep saying, oh, I need to make that, just to say, no, I really want to make this or that, or I really need this. So that's my kind of look at my make nine.
I like that too, because I feel like I tend to focus on make nine on the like negative side of it. Like it feels like you have to now because you put it out there. But at the same time, I think it's cool to think about it from the perspective of it can help you just dedicate time. Yeah. You know, if you have this list, it can get you in your sewing room. It can keep you sewing. It can keep you focused, which is totally a task for me when it comes to sewing for myself. So I can definitely see some positives there. And I definitely remember those early days, Meg. I think you'll figure it out. You'll make time. And I do remember that my sewing time became a little bit more precious,
right.
Maybe a lot more precious to me, and like that much more important in terms of like my time, clear my head time. As soon as I got to the point where I felt like I had energy to do it, but I'm sure it'll be different for you. It's different for everybody, but we'll be here cheering you along.
I know. I'm
gonna. Yes, we will.
big year.
Yes.
Let's talk about business and career goals. Kate, I'm going to have you kick us off because I know you've got some good ones, some juicy ones.
For sure. So as I have mentioned, I'm sure a few times, I did my first little show last year, and it was pretty successful, all things considered. And so I'm really excited about the possibility of doing more shows next year, and hopefully giving kind of a boost to my local business. I'm already starting to like build up my stock and things because, you know, soap takes a month to cure. So it's something I have to prepare in advance. There's a show I'm really, really hoping to get into. It's curated, so I have to apply and everything, but it's just down the street from me. It's, once a month, 4 hours. So it's not too overwhelming. I'm really looking forward to checking that out. So really excited. More shows. I'm looking at the possibility of doing some other longer shows too. But I'm really focused pretty hard on getting into this one to start. And I will try to make sure that everybody knows when those are coming if you're local and you want to come see me. But again, most of that, like, this is the quiet time for shows. Most of the shows will start being when the weather's warmer. So I'm also looking at expanding my lineup a little bit, not just different fragrances of soap, because I'm definitely expanding that. But I'm looking at maybe adding something else, maybe candles, maybe bath bombs. If you've been following me on Instagram, you probably have seen a couple R&D stories about my candles, including the one I made yesterday that failed like crazy. Turns out pillar candles so far, not my strength, which is kind of okay because I'm more likely to be doing container candles if I do them. But I'm enjoying making them. So that's looking like a reasonable possibility. Then again, bath bombs kind of go with soap a little better. So maybe I'm going to want to do bath bombs. My problem there is that without a machine for pressing them in bulk, it can get pretty tedious making the individual bombs. So we'll see. Those are kind of my main focuses right now. I may also, you know, I have some random thoughts in my head, like acquire a color printer so I can start having colored labels instead of black on pink, which is what I have right now. And maybe changing up my label situation altogether. I'm not sure. But
you have an embroidery machine. I always think an embroidery machine's like a color printer.
You know, it is in many ways. But let me tell you, Meg, the amount of time it would take me individually embroider. It's kind of a not really the kind of time.
No, I know.
Time investment I want to put into it. Though, you know, maybe I should look into doing some sort of little embroidered, I don't know, something to put in my orders. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. So
maybe it could be like seasonal, like for if it's a Valentine, you could do embroidered little heart, like for like special gift packs and stuff. Like then those could
packaging is kind of the most fun.
Packaging is really fun and it's really key. And the thing is I like my packaging, but also I feel like I need to elevate my packaging. So I'm kind of fighting with myself on that for sure.
I remember, so I grew up and my dad had a catering business at a food store, and they would have to package like gift bags, and like, so he would take me on these sourcing trips to the city. So we would go to Toronto and it would be just these outside of the city, these warehouses of just packaging products and like different like like fillers and jaw, and I loved it. I was like, this is so cool. Like as a kid it was just so fun, like shopping for packaging, even though, yeah. But that was always my, like, kid job. I would get paid, like, to make gift baskets when I was little. And so nice. I love that, too.
Well, does everybody love that? Or is that just, like, I don't know.
It's intriguing. And I think you get a lot of inspo from looking at stuff like that.
Yeah.
Meg, if you want a, if you want to have a fun little moment in your afternoon or whatever, check out Papermart, papermart.com. They have lots of packaging, and I've been obsessed with them for years. And they provide me my boxes and my filler for my soap. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, as I talked about making slime, I made some slime batches over the holidays. It was funny. My brother came and he couldn't stop playing. Like, I made this stretchy slime, and so now I was like, I need to think about like even just packaging for myself, because for now I store in like a paper bag, paper bag would be the worst place to store slime. Yes. Ziploc bag. So yeah.
But it's go really, to Paper Mart. Like, I bet they'll have something.
Yes. But it is so therapeutic on the hand, like squeeze, like.
Yes.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Meg, you should make Sewist slime.
I know. I thought about it.
With like little cute little sewing things in it. Yeah. Because I do feel like it's got to be good for your joints to maybe just be moving in a different way than you know. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that was leads me into my biz career grads. Like, I want to start like a little one that Julie and I can do together. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows what having a new, like, it would just be nice to have, you know. Julian works part-time and I'm going to be off work. And so it's just, it would be nice to have some like, just like a side thing that we do that's fun that we do together. And I'm a huge slime enthusiast. And it's fun to make, like, I finally, like, it took me like 3 or 4 batches, like, to get it right. And I finally got it right. And now I'm experimenting with like, color. I was like, no, they need some color and stuff. So I want to make some today too. And I found this like green metallic like color. So I'm going to try and make them like green slime.
Nice. Okay. Well, when you're feeling real good about your slime, Meg, let me know and I'll trade you some soap for some slime.
Oh, let's do it. Yes. Okay. What was that site again? Paper Mart? I need to write that
Paper
down.
Paper Mart. So yes.
Paper Mart.
Sounds dangerous.
It sounds extremely, extremely dangerous.
I literally got the ribbon I used at my wedding there.
Oh.
That's how long I've been obsessed with Paper
Mart. Fangirling?
Yeah, fangirling over Paper Mart.
Like, I'm just even at living in New York, there's so many cool niche stores, and I would just go in like stationery stores, and like, I love stationery as well.
Yes.
Anyways, we should have an episode. Like, what else do we like?
What else do we have oddly in common?
I think it is common that we like gravitate towards like other kind of things. I don't know. Maybe it's
yeah.
Anyways,
and it's like a crafty thing. It's a crafty too, thing, you know?
Yeah,
and a texture thing. Maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have some biz goals, as I mentioned. I saw this one online, and it was more – I really liked it because it wasn't a resolution. It wasn't a goal. It was just a theme. Like, think about this theme and kind of work toward it slowly. And the one example was confident patience. I just – that really – I think that resonated with me on a personal level. Probably because I falter with both of those things pretty regularly. Not a very patient person at all, and I think in terms of the business, that's a really good thing to work toward. And I think it goes along too with like thinking about pace and like knowing that I can control the pace and like I'm in control of many of those factors that are kind of causing me stress. So I can step back and just think about, you know, those smaller kind of incremental goals to hit rather than where I want to be in 5 years all the time. So thinking about that, like you, Kate, I have more outreach, more shows, more marketing. It's really interesting because I feel like when I was sewing mostly for myself, I was mostly connecting with people online and with y'all in person, of course, Meg always online, but it's, so it's been interesting to do shows and kind of get out in the Denver community a bit more. I mean, it's a different scenario since I'm selling my makes, but it's cool. It's a neat way to connect with that community, to connect with people who are interested in supporting your business. But I don't know, I'm more so on the community side. It's felt really great to make some connections more locally. So I'm going to do more of that in the new year and also really focus on some better picks. Mm-hmm. That's so hard with garments. It's
Like pictures. So is that what you mean?
Yeah, pictures. Yeah. Like I need more shots on models, more of a vibe.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking about branding and pictures. Like it's one thing to get like a decent picture. Like I'm always happy about that. But to have something that feels branded, feels like it represents your perspective, that's a different thing altogether. And I think I'm going to have to make some investments. So thinking about that as well in the new year. But yeah, they're goals. I'm not going to be too hard on myself because I've got other life things happening too. So, but I like having a little list for the business side, not so much on the personal side.
Yeah.
But let's do think about some personal goals. I think for me, for the new year, my husband and I were not, he's not a big yearly resolution person either, but we are very focused on some family travel this year. It's expensive with five people.
Oh yeah.
And it's expensive with one person. So we have a trip in mind that we're hoping to make happen this early summer and just try to make that a bigger part of what we do on a regular basis, and make sure that we're prioritizing those goals financially and energy wise and all of that. We do a good job with like small trips around Colorado, but we need to get to the ocean. That's the goal.
Well, my personal goals, I need to get a job. I've been looking for a job for a couple of years now, actually. And while freelancing is helping and the soap is helping, I still feel like I need to be doing something, you know, greater with my life than soaping and then taking a nap. So so definitely getting a job is on my goal list. We're also, after we're done recording here, we're going to have a meeting about some plans for the podcast. And while we haven't really pinned them down yet, I'm really looking forward to expanding what we're doing here and doing some exciting new things. So I'm counting that as a personal goal, is to make sure that that happens.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Hmm. My personal goal is just to really like savor every minute of 2023. I know that newborn stage, like they even changed so much in a couple of weeks, as all my friends and family have been telling me. So just like even my last few months of pregnancy, it just like savoring, like just taking a deep breath and just like, so that's kind of just a personal goal. And then just to generally get out of the house more. I'm just so stuck in like I guess working from home, and then it's just different being like not in the downtown of a big city. Like it was so much more easier for me to go out. Like even just, I know I need to prioritize even just going for a walk around the block. Like there's just been days where I don't leave the house, or the only times like Julie and I leave the house are to like go to Costco, which I mean, I personally find very fun, but I know we just went, it was like Friday night and we went to Costco and had French fries and like, it was, and it's Sunday and it's great.
I love it.
But I think it's with the, you know, we see people walking around the neighborhood with strollers and stuff. So hopefully it'll be easier, you know, when I don't have meetings all day, to just, you know, savor mm-hmm. the time with the newborn and get outside. And I'm just picturing like all the fun things that we can do as like a little family in 2023. So that's just my personal goal. Just live in the moment is my personal goal, I guess.
I'd love that.
Yeah. That's
you know, great. I'm working from home as well, Meg. And I definitely I mean, other than taking kids to school and picking them up from school, I'm here all the time. And one thing I've been thinking about doing is heading up to the library and working.
Yeah.
Just a bit of change of scenery, you know? So I think I'm going to do that too. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love the library, and the library system here is awesome, but just, change of scenery.
Yeah.
It's the struggle is real.
Yeah. Even when I lived in Toronto, like there was days I just took my computer to like a coffee shop, and it really did help. And I'm like, I can do that here. Like I love a Starbucks. Totally. Yeah. So I need to just plan to do that a little bit more. So I don't get distracted by, because sometimes I find it easy to get distracted. I was like, oh, during this meeting, I can like stitch rip this thing. And then I'm like starting to sew it. And then I'm like, oh no, but I have like a deadline that was due like an hour, you know? So it's just like the focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All great goals, y'all. I love that. Let's think about what goals you are. Let's skip the goal part. What are you looking forward to this year that's not a specific goal?
Okay, I threw this at you. I added it to the bottom of your list. I know. I'm sorry.
That's great.
But I wanted to talk about what I'm excited about, which is Seamwork. I got a Seamwork subscription for Christmas.
Yay!
And
oh my gosh. You're
going to
love it.
So excited. I've put some stuff in my library, but I haven't downloaded or put anything together yet, but I'm so excited to try out a bunch of them. I'm all over the Nash, which Meg turned me on to and is kind of why I asked for it for Christmas to begin with. And I'm looking at like the Quince and the Samson, and like really excited about going through all the Seamwork patterns and finding them and trying them. And so that was why I made Amanda put that question in here, so I could gush for a couple minutes about how excited I am about my Seamwork subscription.
And you're going to love the day one of every month. It's like the first thing that I do the first of every month that I go, as I go, I wonder what two new patterns are released. It's really fun. Like
Christmas.
I know.
Every month.
Yeah. I have the Beckett overalls on my list from them. They're super cute, and they look like they'd be maternity friendly. They're like not fitted. They're super cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So awesome. What about you, Meg? Anything not goal related, like maybe birthing a human?
Yeah, probably, you know. That.
For a goal.
It's not a goal. These are just things we're looking forward to.
I'm
but you should have a goal to birth that human, because it would not be good if you kept him for the rest of the year.
No, there's days where I think this has to come out.
Yes.
Oh, it's so funny. And my father-in-law, he's like, both of my Julian's parents worked in the medical field, and he worked at a hospital, and he gave me this like book that's like really realistic photo, like it's like live photos.
Oof.
And it's like realistic photos of like fetus, like of the pregnancy journey. It's like, oh my gosh, when I opened the page on like the birth, I was like, oh my gosh. But it's exciting. I'm so excited. So that's definitely obviously the top of my list of things I'm looking forward to. Oh, and having a margarita after.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh,
I know. It's kind of perfect, you know, not being pregnant in the summer. I can enjoy some margaritas. Yeah. I know my mom said, like when she gave birth to my son, I mean, oh geez, when my mom gave birth to my father, I'm totally a pregnancy brain. Like my dad brought her like beer up in the hospital. She just wanted a beer as soon as possible. It's funny.
That's funny.
So I'm looking forward to My son and a margarita. One higher than the other.
Yeah, good.
Oh. What about you?
You know, I hadn't really, I don't have anything specific here, but one thing that I hadn't really mentioned yet, and I cannot believe I forgot about it. But one thing I've noticed with having the business, my time that I had to dedicate to my other hobby, roller skating.
Oh,
definitely diminished. So I think kind of bringing that back into balance. And I think one thing that I am thinking about doing in the new year is maybe taking a regular class. There's Zoom classes you can do. There's, you know, in-person classes, and just, I don't know, building a little bit of structure maybe around that, so I can make sure to just keep it part of my, my life, because it's, I mean, it's definitely an exercise thing, but it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. It's therapy. It's, you know, just stress-free, get out of your head moments. And I have got to keep those in my life. So I guess that is kind of a goal, but also it's just thinking about, you know, making sure I can have time to skate. Mm-hmm. Can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah, I thought about you, Amanda. There was an event like a couple weeks ago in our town, and they turned, like, for an evening, they turned the whole like downtown mall into a roller rink that you could skate around the whole mall.
So fun.
Yeah, I would have gone if I wasn't because I would.
Yeah.
Fall. Like, man.
That would be bad.
You think that the four wheels on the roller skates are easier, but they are hard. You took me.
Yeah.
They're hard. So power to you for that hobby, because it is hard and you make it look so easy and fun.
Yes. I love it. I'm still obsessed. I'm counting that as a win.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I want to keep it part of my life well past the pandemic era, mm-hmm. when it definitely kind of got popular again in some ways, but had also, you know, maintained popularity as well. So anyway, just thinking about that. Definitely that might have to go on an actual list. I don't know. We'll see. Well, that was a lovely conversation, y'all, as always.
Yes, it was.
Let's not forget our teeth. Flossing,
no. Yes.
Brushing.
Keep your eye on your teeth. They're important things.
I have a dentist appointment coming up. They're going to tell me the same thing.
Yeah. Taking care of business. I love it.
All right. Shall we jump into our So Inspo?
Let's do.
All right. This is the segment where we talk about the things that are inspiring us, even though, let's be honest, the entire episode is generally talking about things that inspire us. Meg, why don't you start us off? What's giving you your So Inspo at the moment?
Funny enough, it's actually like quilts. I've been kind of like having a little quilting bug. Yeah, I had a really good score at the thrift store. You can see all that like fabric that's piled right there.
Wow.
All flannel, like cute like flannel, and they're all lime green. I want to make a little flannel quilt. But I also got some, I found on sale, my friend had a baby recently, a couple of months ago, and she is obsessed with Harry Potter, and I found all this licensed Harry Potter fabric like 75% off. So I got a bunch of it. So I'm making her a little Harry Potter baby quilt. Yeah. And I've just been like, I don't know. I think it was ever since I made that table runner. Like it was just so nice to just sew a bunch of little squares. I don't know why. It's nice.
Yes.
And so,
and yeah. Baby quilts are so much more approachable.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And easier to quilt and just less of a commitment.
Yeah.
I made my daughter like 47 baby quilts.
Yeah. Especially now, just making clothes for myself, it just isn't as satisfying, because I'm like, I can't, like, I don't know. It's just harder because I'm like, oh, what's it gonna, because I'm not just used to just mentally knowing how to instantly alter for a maternity, like, it's to accommodate, and like, if I want to invest in making something, I want it to fit now, but then it's like, anyways, so just right now it's just like sewing some quilts and gifts and just baby stuff, but just, and then just leggings are just now easy to sew, so it's just easy to fit. But yeah, mm-hmm. that's my sew inspo right now.
Cool. How about you, Amanda?
You know, mine is really fabric oriented. I just got a new batch of ECATs in stock for my business. And I don't know. I mean, not that it should be surprising on the it is on the business side as it is on the personal side that new fabric is really inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
So I've cut into some of them, started to use them, and they just that really just kind of kickstarts my creativity. And I've also I got a book on ECATs for Christmas, and I've been reading a bit more about them and just really kind of diving in. And I've never really it's been on my brain. And I love these fabrics. I've loved them for so long, but learning more about how they're made and kind of the history behind them. I feel like it feels good. I love it.
Yeah.
I just love how you said in stock. I'm going to say that whenever fabric, I have this in stock.
It's not your stash. It's your stock.
I know. Yes. I just love it.
Yeah. I don't know when that happened at some point.
Well, if it's that for language your, change. If it's for your business, it's in stock. And if it's personal, it's in stash. It makes perfect. I mean, I can tell you what's in stock right now. I could tell you what's going to be in stock in a week because I made a whole bunch of stuff 4 weeks ago and or 3 weeks ago, and I'm about to have some come available again. So, well,
so
anyway,
funny.
I know business stuff. It's hysterical. As for me, I actually am a little bit on Meg's side on this one. This is so random, but my sister-in-law for Christmas gave me this, this pin, an enamel pin, and it's a cookie box, you know, the little Swedish, Danish, whatever cookie box. And then it has a little hinge lid and you flip it open and it's got sewing supplies in it because it's a sewing kit. So
love that.
Isn't that adorable? But it's kind of so huge. Yes. It's like not something I would actually probably wear on my lapels or anything. I'll put small enamel pins on, but not big ones very often. So I want to make a little display quilt because I do have kind of a random collection of like pins that I've got at events where you'll get them in your swag bag and stuff. And that sort of thing. So I thought it might be cute to make a little quilt, you know, maybe 10 by 10 or 12 by 12, something like that. That I can hang somewhere and I can put this pin and, you know, other little pins that I have, maybe I have some fancy straight pins that have really fancy stuff on top of them, you know, just show off some of my sewing related pin stuff that isn't really something that I want to wear on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of toying with that idea and trying to come up with a pattern I like for that.
That's so cute.
That is cute. I've seen people do like banner shaped ones that you hang on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like really for more like a display scenario as you're saying.
Yeah. I think my friend has one that's basically a cork board covered in fabric and she's got ribbons running down it and the ribbons all have pins and stuff on it.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Yeah.
That's a good way to store earrings, too. Like, pinning, and, like, brooches and stuff. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of toying with that idea, and I've got a whole bunch of fat quarters and scraps and stuff, so then I'd need to figure out what I actually want to do color-wise, and there's a lot to go with that. So, it's just kind of popping around in my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a fun episode. I'm looking forward to 2023 now. I keep saying, oh, something I did this year or something I did last year. And then Mark says, no, that was 2 years ago or that was last year.
Mm-hmm. I know. You know what Amanda said?
Yeah.
She made jeans in 4 years ago in 2019. I'm like, 2019 was 4 years ago.
It sounds like it was so recent. I have a secret. I have never really truly left 2020. I'm still stuck in 2020.
Yeah.
Cheers
to us all remembering what we said in this episode this time next year.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be smart enough to like go through and be like, hey guys, this is what we said in this episode.
Oh my gosh.
We're not.
No, we're not going to do that. We're absolutely not.
We're good.
All righty. Well,
yes. Lovely episode.
Lovely episode. Thank you so much to our listeners for talking through 2022 last time and 2023 this time with us. We hope that you've got lots of fun plans for the upcoming year as well.
Uh-huh. And,
until next time.
Cheers.
Let's go.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zeinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at HereWeSewAgainPod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.